I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
In Pierce County, a guy tried to rob a store using his finger as a gun. Deputies were called to the store just before midnight last Wednesday, told that a guy was trying to rob the place. When cops arrived, they found the guy being held on the ground by a store employee. He told the clerk he had a gun in his hoodie and demanded money. And, you know, he had his hand in there and he was kind of sticking out. And the clerk could
Don't make me do this, man.
So the clerk could see something pointed inside the hoodie. So he's like, okay, that could be a gun in there. But then the robber made the mistake of taking his hand out of his hoodie.
scratch
and itch. Yeah. And that's when the clerk quickly realized it was a finger gun and tackled the suspect.
I got an itchy trigger finger and a finger barrel, too. Yeah.
The suspect told police he was hooked on heroin. So he's probably scratching for those spiders.
I bet he did have an itchy trigger finger. How about this? 35-year-old, this is some cops Friday night. And they see a man and a woman riding a bike through the street, no lights on, swerving in and out of traffic. They almost get hit a couple times. So he says, I gotta stop this accident before it happens. And he goes over and encounters 35-year-old Megan Mondonato and her 31-year-old boyfriend, Aaron. And after assessing the situation, he says, these guys are too drunk to be riding bicycles through traffic. And so he cuffs them and stuffs them, puts them in the back of the cop car together. And while he's managing to get the bicycles and stuff out of the road or whatever, by the time he gets turned around and comes back to the car, they both have their clothes off and they're having sex in the back of the cop car. I mean, they're both handcuffed. The cop opens the door to try to stop them. He says Aaron, the man, was totally naked. Megan, her pants were down, breasts fully visible. And then Aaron takes off and tries to start running away. He's naked. He's got his pants around his ankles, and he's handcuffed. The cops tracked him down pretty close by at a Cold Stone Creamery. I bet that was fun for the kids. And then they also got the girl, too. How they got undressed in the back of that cop car in the matter of that time with the handcuffs, I have no idea.
It's probably a bucket list thing for those two, right? Yeah. And a high school football coach has come under fire for how he handled a couple of students running out onto the football field during a game Friday night. This was in Wisconsin, and the whole thing is caught on glorious video. This is during a timeout during a game, okay? Coaches are down on the, I'd say they're about on the 30-yard line, kind of out on the field with some of the players in a huddle situation. And from the far end zone come two knuckleheads, two high schoolers. Running. Their deal is to run across the field. One of the kids was fully committed. He took his shirt off.
Hey, look at me.
Right? And the other kid didn't. He had his shirt on. So they start running there. They start heading for the other end zone. And they're out to the 20, the 30, the 40, the 50, down to the 40, the 30. And that's when one of the assistant coaches takes a few steps out and clotheslines one of these boys.
He pulled the Woody Hayes on
and took him down to the ground. Now, the mom of that boy is now complaining. She wants the coach fired. She said that's no way to treat the boy. A school administrator said, well, we really can't say much about this because this is a personnel issue, but I would like you to consider the following. What would your question have been if the person running towards the back, running towards our players during a live play had been carrying a weapon? Would you have responded to this in a different fashion? The student ended up getting a 5-day suspension from school that he served last week, a $200 disorderly conduct ticket, and the assistant coach received a tryout with the Chicago Bears.
I can't believe it's news.
That was some kind of bring. That's how you do it. That's how you take them down.
And didn't Woody Hayes of Ohio State do something like that?
I don't know if he clotheslined the guy, but the guy ran onto the Ohio State sideline, and Woody, I don't know if he started choking him. He grabbed him or something.
Something like that.
I mean, it was. This guy, this assistant football coach, was a former police chief. So he
he's not taking any mess
around. No.